On this episode, we are walking through exactly how to create, plan, and film a viral video that actually gets you clients with Neil Dingra. And stay tuned, we have a very special announcement.
The Massive Agent Podcast. With lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 251 of the Massive Agent Podcast. And this week, we're bringing Neil Dingra back on the show. Neil Home on Instagram, as many of you know and follow him and have been to his Forward events or part of his Forward Mastermind, which I myself am. And we're bringing him on today because we're just breaking down exactly how he creates videos that reach millions of viewers. You know, how does that happen? How does he plan them? How does he pick the topics? What's important in the process and what isn't? What do you need to do to speed up the process of learning how to do it yourself? And so he's going to be breaking that down. And make sure you stay tuned because we have a special announcement. He and I are going to be doing something together for you guys that you can all participate in that you're going to be very interested to hear about. So if you guys are not familiar with Neil Dingra, he is one of the best content producers in our industry. He's a mortgage loan officer in Nevada, but he's figured out a formula and a specific blueprint for how to do videos. And those videos have brought him clients and business opportunities and investments. And I mean, he's making multiple seven figures a year in business income as a direct result of his videos. He has it figured out. And so many others in the industry, like myself, have followed his blueprint and kind of made it our own in our own way. And we're having success in a short period of time. And there's no reason why you can't also. You just have to know how it works, what to do, what's important, you know, and is the camera that you have important? Is the lighting, is the audio, all of that stuff? We get into it so that you're not going to have questions. And then we're going to have a resource for you, hint, hint, so that you can actually get all this broken down visually for you for free. So you can see exactly the whole blueprint, the whole playbook for free. And it's happening on October 19th. So before we get into the interview with Neil, quick shout out to Keeping Current Matters. They are keeping real estate agents informed and educated and helping agents to actually educate consumers at this time where it's super confusing and crazy and there's so much uncertainty and stuff's changing so fast. Agents are having a hard time keeping up, but Keeping Current Matters is making that much easier. Their graphs, I love their graphs. I love their charts. I'm a visual guy. Okay. I don't like reading stuff is great, but if you can break down a concept visually for me so that I get it and I can see how this compares to that, that's how I learn. That's how I consume information, and they do that better than anyone. So go check out KCM. They're just the best in the business for keeping agents up to date on what's actually happening and what the news and the headlines actually mean. And then Follow Up Boss is the best tool for real estate agents. I don't really know any other way to put it. It's not just a CRM. It's a business building, business scaling platform. You have money falling through the cracks. You have leads. You have people who are being underserved by you right now. They've fallen off a drip campaign, or they never got put on one, or you said you'd follow up and you never did because your system just sucks. Well, right now, if you've slowed down a little bit, if you're getting a little less busy temporarily, take advantage of that time to get your system dialed in. And there is no better system. There is no more powerful system for real estate agents than Follow Up Boss. Don't take my word for it. Go check them out 30 days for free. No credit card required. All you have to do is go to massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss and take advantage. I highly recommend you do that because who knows when that deal will be going away. I have no idea, but I wouldn't want to be sitting there thinking, oh crap, I wish I would have tried that out. Everyone says Follow Up Boss is so great, but I don't know. Well, why don't you know? Why don't you get to know? Go check out Follow Up Boss for their 30-day free trial and see why all the top teams, top brokerages, top agents are all using Follow Up Boss. Kind of a clue, right? Success leaves clues. Speaking of success leaving clues, Neil Dingra is back on the show for the third time, and he leaves a lot of clues. Actually, they're not even clues. He just tells you straight up the answers on today's show. I think you're going to be very, very pleased. And then make sure you mark your calendars. We're going to announce it at the end of the interview today. But on October 19th, he and I will be doing a special free training for you where we break down everything we talk about today even deeper and visually so you can see it all and no question will be left unanswered. So make sure you clear your calendars on October 19th for that and stay tuned for the end of the episode for the link and the information and the details. Let's get into it right now with Neil Dingra, the content king. He really is somebody who has changed the way real estate agents and loan officers inform consumers and how we reach consumers. He figured out a formula, and it's not unique to him. He just kind of put the pieces together from what some others were doing. And he did it in such an effective way and had such quick results with it that it got my attention and it got a lot of other thought leaders and influencers within the industry paying attention. And now we've taken inspiration from that and are doing our own version of it. And we're all seeing success. So you can absolutely have the same. Make sure that you listen to every word you're about to hear with Neil Dingra. What's up, guys? I'm here with Neil Dingra, Neil Holm, the man who's changing the way the industry does video content. Seriously. Neil, it's like your third time on the show. Welcome back.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me. I didn't realize it was number three. I thought it was two, but maybe it is three.
Yeah. You know, I think
it's always good being on the show. And then I noticed one thing you guys have, or you, I should say, have probably one of the better audiences out there because...
Agreed.
Yeah, I think you get the most feedback. Like people reached out. Like I was just talking to you about this before we did the episode. There was people at the event I do every summer, Forward event, that came from, they're like, oh, I found you because of Dustin from the podcast. And now I'm here in person, like meeting you. It's cool. Like, so that was cool just to see the trajectory or like the journey of like, yo, came across some random nerd on Dustin's podcast, got some value, followed all his content, and then it showed up at his event a year later. You know, it's pretty cool.
That's so cool. And I love hearing that too. And there are people that I haven't even met yet, which is really crazy. Yeah. So yeah, Trevor York said the same thing, that he got a ton of feedback after he was on the show, and every guest says that. So I thank you for saying that. I think our audience kicks ass. So
big time. Yeah. Nice. Well, that's a testament to what you've been doing for years. You know what I mean? Which is another thing we always talk about, which is, you know, you got to put out value for years to really get big results. But I think we're going to get into this today. There's probably things we would have done a little different along the way to help people go faster. And, you know, you and I are probably a little different where we'll stick with it even if it's hard and not working. But, you know, I realize not everybody's like that. So one of the goals I have with doing a lot of education is just get people traction faster. Because if we can get them traction faster, they're less likely to quit.
That's it.
So we can get them going, get them some results. They're like, oh, shit, I like this. Some positive feedback. Maybe I'll stick with it. And then you get those huge results down the road.
And that's what we're going to do today, because you've figured out this formula for doing videos that get views. They get people to follow you. They drive business into your mortgage business. You know, you've built this Forward Academy, this whole educational arm to serve the industry. And it's all because you figured out this, like, it's almost like you've hacked the videos, the video formula, and it works not just for you, but for your team. It works for me. It works for hundreds, if not thousands of others in our industry. And they're just following the playbook. And so that's what I wanted to bring you back on the show today, is to walk through what that playbook looks like, because you've just done it so well. And, you know, what's happened, what you've built over the last 2 years is crazy. When you look back, is it kind of wild just how fast your brand has grown and what you've been able to do from that in such a short period of time?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, prior to getting any traction, I had a year where I just ate shit, you know, so that part sucked. But then I started to get some traction, then it just kept going. But yeah, I had a lot of fun along the way, which is probably why, you know, I was able to stick with it. But I think it's crazy to see back to 2 years ago. Even just looking at how I improved, because it's literally just reps and trying to make an improvement, trying to get better, listening to podcasts like this, taking information from you, from people who are putting it out there, from other experts, going to events, all those kinds of things. And then also implementing, just trying things. So I just seen the trajectory there. But then the other part that has been really fun is in the beginning, it was all about like hey, I just want to get some views, some followers, some likes, you know, and you get those, that dopamine rush, I guess, when your content starts to get going. But then right. after a while, that gets a little bit old, which is not to say it's not valuable anymore, but you just get kind of numb to it. But the bigger thing that never gets old, I'll tell you this, to this day, never gets old, is getting a client or either directly or indirectly from your brand online. That never gets old. Like, it's super fun. I screenshot it every time when someone DMs, to because I'm like, yo, and I got another one. Like, this is cool, because it's just validation for all the effort you've been putting in. And it's proving all these things that we talk about all the time, which is like, hey, this makes you more valuable to the public. It makes people choose to work with you. It allows you to attract business. But then the other part I got into most recently in the last year was, there's a lot of people out there who will reach out to you, but there's way more if you prompted them, then they will reach out. So that's the next phase of, like, once you do have some people in your audience, how do we get these people to interact? How do we get them to reach out to us? Because they're just sitting there quiet, and we have to prompt them to get them out, get them out of their shell.
1,000%. And I'm learning that from you. You know, you're a step or two ahead of me. And so I look to how you're doing your videos and how you're doing your calls to action and the topics you choose and all of that. And it's just, it's awesome, because it's working for me. But you alluded to this too. It's not just the last 2 years that all of a sudden you're like, ooh, I'm, you know, success. There was all those videos that just sucked ass that nobody saw. I've been doing this podcast for almost 5 years. I've done thousands and thousands of videos over the last 7 years. My first YouTube video was like 7 years ago. And had I not done all those shitty ones, I wouldn't be able to do decent ones now, you know? Yeah. So it is practice and reps. But when you know what to practice, it does make it a lot faster.
Big time.
Yep. Let's jump into that. The speed, the hack to speed on getting views and clients. So when you're sitting down to record a video, Neil, what does that workflow look like? Like, how do you decide? What do you decide first? Do you decide the topic? Do you pick a hook? You know, how does that, walk us through your workflow for creating another video?
So in the beginning, you have to think about, how do I want to be positioned, viewed by the marketplace? What kind of brand do I want to build? So for me, I want to be a thought leader in real estate finance, right? So I'm going to put out content with the best tips in that field, and also talk about results, meaning, like, it's not necessarily about writing an offer. It's about saving $10,000 on the property because you wrote the offer properly. It's not necessarily about the paperwork. It's about doing the paperwork right, because now you avoided a massive mistake that many people make when they buy or sell real estate, or when they get a mortgage, or any of these things that, you know, you wish you would have known. This is the wealth of information. I mean, you and I have been doing this a while. There's many people watching, listening to this podcast who have been doing this a long time. You have a lot of information locked up. And the only people who get that information right now are your clients, for the most part. There's a few people who put out content, but for the most part, it's your clients. So it just shocks me that, you know, many realtors feel like they come on social, they have to do these dancing memes and things like that, which are fun. I still share memes and do jokes once in a while too, but, like, you got to share what's most valuable. And, you know, I see agents doing the jokes a lot of times. You know, you see most people doing nothing, first of all. Second part is you see people doing the jokes or sharing memes, making inside jokes, maybe that only our industry people would get. And then the last one is you see people sharing, like, mindset and motivation and things like that, which is cool. Like, it's a big part of what I do and what you do. But at the end of the day, the public, who are strangers, they don't necessarily want mindset and motivation tips from unknown people. They want those from, like, known people, like Gary Vee, you'll watch his stuff, or, you know, some of these big influencers like Ed Milet and all these other guys. Yeah, I want the motivation tips from those guys. But, like, random Joe in freaking Columbus, Ohio, I'm good. You know what I mean? Like, you got to give me some value, bro, if you want me to follow you, you know? So think about the audience being selfish. Think about the audience being a stranger. That is the biggest shift, is don't create content for the people that already know, like, and trust you. Create content for strangers, because the platform is going to show it primarily to strangers. That is a big thing that's missing from everybody. They don't realize, when you make short form videos right now, the algorithm shows it to, like, a small fraction of your audience, but mostly strangers seeing you for the very first time. So, Sam is seeing you for the very first time, what would you do? You'd have to give them something valuable. You'd either have to entertain them or educate them. I can't do the entertainment, not good at the dancing and the jokes and shit, but I can definitely inform you, give you some great information. So that's what I think about first and foremost, is like, how could I inform these people, give them something valuable so that way they'll continue watching.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So that's the foundation then. So
that's the first step. Yeah. Thinking like, okay, what am I going to do to stop the scroll? So thumbs are going like this. How do we stop the thumb? And just for everybody who maybe is, you know, saying, hey, where are these guys at in this conversation? Well, if you're a beginner, we're talking about making short form videos. The reason why we're talking about making short form videos is because all the platforms are pushing short form content right now. Instagram is losing people to TikTok. So they're making short form video a massive priority. This has been going on for the last year. You're a little bit late to the party, but the party is nowhere near ending. This is not a fad. This is a new trend that will continue in perpetuity. But what's unique about this time period right now is for the next 6 to 12 months, Instagram has fallen so far behind and Facebook has fallen so far behind of TikTok, which has gone like this hockey stick, that they are pushing short form videos more than they probably will in the future. So for the next 6 to 12 months, you have a really cool opportunity where even if you suck in the beginning, or even if you're just learning or getting your, you know, getting your experience, you'll start to see your videos reach all these strangers for free, by the way. This costs you nothing other than your time. But, you know, this is 100% free. I barely run any ads. I run an ad when I have an annual event once in a while. But for the most part, all my reach is 100% organic. So that's what we're talking about. Now, you want what videos will work is what Dustin is asking. Videos that are valuable to the audience. What does that mean? Okay, what is the audience most interested in right now? Like if I were to sit down with you and you were like, Neil, I want to buy a property, but I don't have a lot of money. I want to buy, what are the tips to save money on a property? What are the tips to get a great deal on a property? Thinking about selling, what are the tips that get me top dollar when I sell? People are very selfish. Like they want to know about how to make money, how to save money, or avoid a mistake. That is it. Three things. That's all you need to know. For your hook, how could my topic make you money, save you money, or help you avoid a mistake? That's it. And so don't post about nothing else other than those three things for 80% of your content in the feed. 20% of the content could be whatever you want, pictures of you and your family, your dog, whatever. And then in stories, do whatever you want because it expires at 24 hours. But for the feed, make sure you're putting out 80% content that would be valuable to the audience that fits in those lanes.
Absolutely. Okay, so you've got, how do you then take a topic that you want to talk about and figure out exactly how to say it? Like what's going on in your head when you take the topic and then derive a hook for that topic?
Yeah. And you and I have been doing this a while, so we kind of take it for granted, but it is one of the harder things is how do you write these scripts, right? And it's practice, a skill, for sure. You learn. I teach students this every day. It takes time. But in the beginning, we write a lot of the scripts for our students because it's a hard thing. But the way I'm thinking about this when I'm writing it is, hey, there's a complex topic, or it's a very niche topic. So I'm talking about freaking contracts on a real estate deal. Well, if I say, hey, this is Neil with AWM. I'm here to talk to you guys about writing the perfect contract when you make an offer on a house. Boom, I'm dead. Like maybe, you know, somebody in my tent, which is my audience, would want to watch that video. But for the most part, no stranger's going to want to watch that because you'd have to be in the middle of a transaction to find that valuable.
Right.
And so you need to give these niche, narrow topics broad appeal. So how you do that is you make the hook a little bit more appealing to anybody, not just people who would be in the middle of a transaction or ready to transact right now. So how would we do that? You know, here's a tip. Here is one of the biggest mistakes I see home buyers making today. Here's a tip to save tens of thousands of dollars when you buy a home. And then you'd be like, shit, I'm not buying a house right now, but I'm going to watch this. I'm going to follow this dude for the future when I do buy it. Or I'm going to share this with my coworker who I just overheard is about to buy a house. Or I'm sending this to my sister who might be buying a house soon. And it becomes savable, shareable content because it's not just applicable to people who are in the middle of a deal. And that's what we need is more top of the funnel content because now you have a lot more people following you. And I call this my tent. My tent is like the people in my audience. So we need to get more people into the tent. And then now we have a shitload of people in the tent. If at any point in time, there's going to be somebody transacting in there. And that's how you get the bottom of the funnel deals, which is what we all want. But if you try and just target those bottom of the funnel, you got nobody in the tent. So nobody's going to watch the shit. That's the problem people are making. They're making content and the tent's freaking empty. We need to get some people in here first. Let's have a party. Like, let's get them all in, give them some value, have some good information in there that's not applicable just if you're in the middle of a deal. And then now you run these calls to action and people are actually listening. They're there to watch and listen to you. And you'll be surprised with even a small audience. I started to see people reaching out. And then when you run these calls to action, more people reach out because they're there.
You walking through that, I think, is going to be so helpful for so many that just didn't quite understand like the 30,000 foot view. So like you just zoomed out and explained like why you're doing all this, like the mentality and thought process of a viewer that's scrolling their newsfeed, what are they looking for, what will get their attention, you know, and why they'll actually like, why would they ever continue watching you? You know, how do you build credibility with those people so that when they are ready, they'll refer you or hire you?
Yes. And because we're all looking for a needle in a haystack. Somebody needs us once every 5 to 7 years. And that is the problem in this business is they don't need you very often. So you feel a little weird making calls and trying to reach out to people because they don't fucking need you right now. They might need you next year or they might need you in 2 years. But today they need, you know, lunch or whatever. They don't need you, you know, so you're kind of like intruding. So what you want to do and what I'd like to do is build massive top of the funnel awareness, which is, by the way, what all the big platforms do. What do you think Zillow does? What do you think Redfin does? They, Realtor.com, they bring all this awareness and then they find the people who raise their hand and say, yes, I'm ready to start looking at houses. And then they sell those to people like us. And the fee they used to charge was $50. Then it went to $500. And then it went to $5,000 because now they want a third of the deal, right? That's the fee structure, which is what's, you know, it slowly evolved. So what we need to do is become that for ourselves. And you would think, oh, it's David versus Goliath. I can't compete. No, you can. You only need a couple thousand people in there in the tent. And then now you will have enough business because those people or people they know will have somebody who's in the middle or about to transact soon. You just need a lot more people in the room before you can do this strategy.
1,000%. So anyone listening, a lot of people already follow you. If they're not, they really should be at Neil Holm on Instagram. But when they watch one of your videos, what else goes into creating that they're not aware of? If they're not in the trenches doing it, what else made that video possible?
So we have different types of videos I'll do. Some are just meant for growth, just awareness, just get people into the tent. Other videos are more like about very narrow topics. Like now I can do a mixture because we have people. But you talk about wealth building, talk about you know, what's the benefit of a mortgage? Nobody gives a shit about a mortgage. If any LOs are listening to this, people hate your product. That's the bottom line. They'd rather go to a dentist than get a mortgage. Yeah, nobody likes getting a home loan, but they like what it gives them, leverage,
yes,
real estate, wealth building. So we need to talk about those things. This is a means to that end, which is what the goal that they want. So saving money, everybody's interested in saving money. Nope, not one human on the planet will turn you down if you tell them a way to make or save money. Guaranteed. Even rich people like saving money. Like that's the bottom line. So you like give them the tips. I remember meeting with Gary Vee, 4 years ago, when the first time I met with him and I asked him, what type of content should I do, Gary? Can't talk about home loans and real estate all the time. It's boring. He goes, talk about financial fitness. Talk about ways to make or save money. Everybody would be interested in that. And I was like, damn, I didn't get it at the time because I was like, how am I going to do that, Gary? But then I get it now because those are the topics that do the best on social media. So we take these narrow topics, try and make them appeal to more people. And that's the type of content we write. And then it's a matter of shooting it. So, you know, this is technical things. You got to get good light and good mics and things like that. But you really, all you need is an iPhone and a $100 light and a $100 mic. Then you're good to go. Now, eventually you upgrade to like, you know, I have a $4,000 camera set up here somewhere in the office. But you don't need all that gear in the beginning. Just need the phone, the mic, and the light. Light is really important because people can't hear you. They can't see you. It's tough. And then honestly, one thing I learned, Dustin, was like the platform doesn't give a shit if your video is poor quality. Some, you know, as long as people can understand what it is that you're saying. So I've shot a video that was kind of shittier quality and it did just as good, if not better sometimes than a highly produced one. But the customer and your referral partners, they do care about that stuff. So don't worry just about the views. It's about like, what is the feeling somebody gets when they can see you clearly and the video sharp and the audio sounds like clear, crisp. The feeling subconsciously, they assign you with a higher value than your peers. That's important. So the reason why we touch on quality is not necessarily because we're snobs or that it's going to get you more views, but it's mainly to just have a higher value with the consumer.
It really does make a big difference when you, it all happens in a split second, right? Somebody's scrolling their feed, and when they see a nice, crisp, very well done video pop up, like that first impression that the visual makes is a hook in and of itself.
Yeah.
The hook isn't only what you say, it's also what they see. So,
well, because I noticed you started this, and like I said in the beginning, it doesn't matter. Just get started. And that's why the advice from the big guys is always like, hey, just take your phone out and shoot. We don't give a shit if it's dark and nobody can hear you. Because they just want you to get going. But I remember you made an intentional shift about a year or so ago. You came out here, we met, and you were like, I'm going to upgrade my quality. And you, since then, your quality is probably 5 to 10 times better than what it was a year or two ago.
Totally. Yeah. When I was able to sit down in your office and see how you guys light, you know, like the softbox lighting and the position of it, and, you know, how you have some light in the background to provide some contrast between you and the background, like, you know, all these little things. And you know, you turn off the lights in the room so you can control the lighting, like all these things. And then I think I watched like 3 more YouTube videos and I was like, oh, I got it. Cool.
Yeah. And then tell me, how has that affect? Have you seen a difference in the way people treat you because of the quality?
1,000%. It's huge. First off, the direct comments that you get, like, oh my God, like, how did you do that? That looks so much better. I'm really loving your videos now. Or people, I'll have people say, I never noticed your videos before, but now they stick out.
Yeah.
And my videos are not 10 out of 10. I don't think so. But they're much closer than they used to be, for damn sure. And so that's what's going, you're right. It's not just about the views and getting that viral video, which is fantastic, but the impact that you make with the viewer.
Yes.
And the credibility that you build with them, and the quality can do that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the difference between like showering today and not showering. Before. I mean, that's the difference, right? Your competitor's rolling through, you know, in a Pinto, and you show up in a nice clean car. Like that's the difference. And so you might be both equally skilled, and based on merit, you guys are the same, but we all know people judge people at first glance. So give yourself the best opportunity. Now, you can definitely take this too far. I've seen people go too far, spending tens of thousands, just ridiculous setups, and then it looks like an ad. So you can go too far into too produced, but there is definitely a sweet spot where you are clearly seen, heard, the video is sharp, looks clean, and people just give you more value because of that. And also, I'm always shocked at this, Dustin. Like, I don't just hide my, you know, social profiles at the bottom of a signature. I'm like pushing people to thing, or I'm messaging them so that they can, literally I'm sending a message so that someone comes out and checks me out, because I want them to look at that. Once you become proud of your online presence, you're driving people to your page. So it's not like, hey, you know, connect, you know, a button at the bottom of the signature. It's like in the body of the email, let's connect on Instagram. Dude, you got referred to me. Hey, I'm really nice to meet you. I know we haven't talked yet, but looking forward to chatting with you. In the meantime, let's connect on Instagram. Or here's a link to book a call with me. Let's connect on Instagram. Now you go there, because I know most, through my CRM, 50% of these people click on the link because they want to stalk you before they meet with you. Definitely when they're trying to spend a lot of money with you, or they're going to be spending a lot of time with you, they stalk you. What do they find out? They watch a few videos. Their opinion of you just goes like, you're at bottom, no rapport, top, rapport. It gets you like 70, 80% there, and you haven't even spoke yet. That is one of the coolest advantages, besides going viral and all that stuff, is just leveraging it to get respect and credibility with clients before you speak to them.
And that's the name of the game, right? I mean, you're not the only one in Reno doing mortgages. I'm not the only realtor in Salt Lake City. But when you stick out to somebody and you get their attention, and then when they're watching you, what you're saying and the visual is building credibility, they get into your funnel. That's how you create clients out of viewers.
Yes.
It's a process, right? But you've got to think through it all. And I'm glad you said, some people go way too far. They'll go buy the $4,000 camera.
Yeah.
They'll go spend way too much on lighting, or they'll like set up a whole studio. But what they're talking about, nobody gives a shit about. That's a problem too.
Yeah. You want to get your messaging down. Start with the phone. Good light. You don't have a light, go outside. Sun is the best light out there. If you're within an arm's length of the iPhone and it's quiet, the mic is great on these new iPhones. If you're an Android, I can't help you. But, you know,
no,
whatever. But you gotta like just use the tools you've got to get started. And I told people this, there's a lot of people doesn't, they hear these podcasts, they come to all the classes, the events, and they never do shit. And the reason why is some people are lazy, but then some people are just scared to put themselves out on camera because of fear of judgment. So one hack that I used personally, and many of our students have used, is just literally recording to this phone, but not posting it. So, you know, go into the camera app, turn on selfie mode, and try some of these videos and just get in the motion of doing them. You don't have to post them. Like, it's just for your viewing only. And I guarantee you, if you did this daily, by day 10, you'll be much happier with the video. It'd almost be like you're ready to post one, because you will hate the way you look less. You'll hate your voice a little bit less because it's a desensitization process that occurs. And now you might be ready to put yourself out there, because I know a lot of people, we take it for granted that they're, you know, just going to take out their phone and shoot. So I know a lot of people can't even get that far. So that's step one, is just get comfortable hearing yourself, seeing yourself on camera, and then also realizing that we're not that important. Like, bro, people have, I was on a call the other day and somebody was telling me this. You might have heard this too. I don't know if it was at a class we were both at or a mastermind we were both at, but remember them saying like, hey, when you're on a Zoom call and you see like 50 boxes and there was people like who got all dressed up for the Zoom. Like, you see some people that were like, got the studio, they got this nice new shirt, haircut, new hat, whatever. And then after the Zoom call's over, you said, hey, Neil, do you remember what Dustin was in, what he was wearing in his video, like in his box on Zoom? And you'd be like, fuck, I can't remember anything. The reason why you can't remember shit is because you were looking at yourself the whole time. You were like looking at your own box. You're like, damn, I look good. You know, like you're like looking at, oh, look at this, look at this. People are so wrapped up in what's going on in their own life, they don't even remember. I don't remember what I saw on Instagram this morning or even this afternoon. Like, that's how fast the world moves. So just realize, like, don't put so much importance on yourself. People are like, I wonder what they're going to say. I guarantee they probably won't say shit. They don't even care. Like, let's just go. You know what I mean? Like, I get tired of the commentary of like, I'm stuck because I'm worried about these people. Most of these people don't even care. They won't even notice.
I believe that most people, when you say that, most people agree, but there's just that block, that internal mental block that's holding them back. And the way to get through it is practice, right? So,
and also telling people like what to say, like maybe we give them I can give you a hook right now that people could use. So this hook would work to start any video. You'll get more views. Do not introduce yourself. Hopefully we've gotten that far. On social media, you don't introduce yourself. They already see your name. You're good. You're going to lose views if you do that. So first and foremost, we're going to say, here's how you can do X, even if you have X problem. So X is going to be this, what the goal they want. And then the X at the bottom is the problem they face. So here's how you can buy a home, even if you have poor credit. Here's how you can own your first rental property, even if you only have a small down payment. So these are the hooks you want to use. Like, that hook formula will work for anything. You know, here's how you can sell your home for top dollar, even if your home isn't in the best condition. Like, these are like, you put in what they want first and foremost, because that's what I said. People are most selfish. And then put in the thing that they think prevents them from getting that. And then you're going to overcome that objection in the video. So if you start with that hook, you will immediately get more views today. Anybody listening to this will get way more views, exponentially more, if you just, the first line out of your mouth is that line.
Absolutely. And what you explained earlier helps too, when you understand that this is being shown to people that don't know you.
Yes.
Right? Reels, YouTube Shorts, TikTok, Facebook Reels, it's all going to non-followers for the most part. And so they care even less about who you are. So that first 3 seconds is everything. No, there's a lot to this, right?
Yeah, and you've been doing this a while on social. We were pre-reels, pre-short form. Dude, yeah. We were stoked to get a couple hundred views on a video. I remember how hard it was. When I broke 1,000 views on a freaking social media video, I was like ecstatic. I'm like, I thought of them as people in a freaking auditorium. Like, I just did an event, 750 people looking at you. That's a lot of people in the room watching your shit. So if you think about it that way, it's huge. Now, short form video comes out and now we have this opportunity. So I think people listening to this, the reason why I'm so passionate about this is because it is an insane opportunity. And I haven't always had this. Dustin hasn't always had this. Now we do. So we're trying to get as many people aware of this. You will look back on this period and you will regret not taking advantage of it. I'll tell you that 100% for certain. If you have any need in your life for people to know you and know what you do for a living and know how you could help them, you will regret not capturing this moment. Because right now, for the next 6 to 12 months, you have a once in a decade opportunity to reach strangers for free and build people, build an audience. And here's the thing. A year, 2 years from now, it's going to be there, but it's going to be more difficult because everybody and their mom will be doing it by then, and the platforms will have changed, the algorithm again, shit's always changing. But here's the thing, if you did it now, by that point, you will have a tent and there will be people in the freaking tent. And it becomes much easier to sustain and grow when you already have people in there because now those people are sharing your content and you just keep producing it. And even if the platform stopped showing shit to people for free, you now have people that will share your content with their friends, family, coworkers, colleagues, and they will post it in their stories and they will, you know, refer you. So that is going to be enough. But if you don't use this opportunity to do that, you'll always be behind. You'll always be struggling. So I would just, you know, I don't want to lecture people, but I want to make sure they understand what we're going through right now is going to be important.
I mean, dude, I wish I would have started doing what I'm doing today sooner, you know,
yes,
just with the power of it all. You're 100% right. And there's so much to this. It's not rocket science, but if you're new to it, there's a lot to it, right? So we're doing something kind of cool in just a week from today, actually. So if you're listening to this podcast on Thursday, on October 19th, Neil and I are doing a webinar training, totally free, where Neil's going to break down his whole strategy. He's going to show you like the lighting, the cameras, like topic selection. I mean, you're going to just walk through the whole thing, right?
Yeah. And oh, one thing I didn't even bring up today, which we don't have time for, which we will do in the training, is house tour videos. House tour videos are going viral. There's a way to do them. For the people listening to this who are like, yo, I can't be in the videos, I'm never doing it. You don't even have to do a damn video ever. You don't have to show your mug. You can just show the house. Like, I'll show you how to do that video, which goes viral. And you can literally just highlight homes and communities in your market, and you will get people to follow along, because browsing property is another form of entertainment that is a form of content entertainment. I look at properties in Texas and Florida. I'm not moving to Texas and Florida, but I still watch this shit because it's good. It's engaging. And so yes, now by having more people there watching your shit, you now have the opportunity to reach people who are moving to your area, who are in your area and want to buy properties. So we'll go through that strategy as well. And the whole thing from like Justin just said, from start to finish, how do we come up with videos? How do we shoot them? How do we optimize them to reach the most people? And then at the end, most importantly, how do we turn this into actual deals? That's going to be, you know, the final step of that whole process. So it'll be like, what, 45 minute training or so, maybe 50 minutes. Yeah. We'll also answer some questions at the end. So yeah, I'm really excited because if you can't tell, this is the number one thing I have fun doing is content. I don't like mortgages. I don't like paperwork. I still do it because that's what pays the bills. But this marketing thing is what got me super excited about being in this industry now.
It's fun when you figure it out, and you certainly have. So in this training, Neil, do you think we can get you to maybe give out a script or two to anyone that shows up?
Oh yeah. So we'll give them scripts, ideas. Like I said, we'll show you how to shoot these short videos with just your phone for free. So you'll walk away with a ton of great information. And I think, It is one of the advantages that people can use to differentiate yourself in the market. Just being honest, man, there are too many people in the industry. We just hit a peak for loan officers and realtors as of April 2022. Just as the market was shifting, we hit a peak for a number of licensed individuals in this industry. Sad to say, not everyone's going to make it. I mean, just math, bro. I'm sorry. But that's the way this industry works. It gets super crowded, shakes people up. Because it gets tough, people leave the industry. So less business, meaning there's going to be less pie for all of us to eat, but you can still grow by taking your share or even growing your share, even in a tight market. So this is my favorite strategy. It's the number one strategy we're using to stay busy and even grow in a super tough market right now. And I just remember starting this journey in 2018, which was a similar year. It was down year for industry. People were leaving. Rates were higher. Market was slow. There was layoffs, all kinds of shit. Might be a little tougher today than it was back then, but very similar. And I remember starting during that time period. And then what came right after that was one of these peaks where we, you know, had a run up. So this business is all up and down, peaks and valleys. So right now we're in a valley. It's a perfect time to start building your brand, start building that. And then now you're going to see the benefits of that on the next upturn.
And I'm hearing this from most agents and loan officers. They're a little bit less busy too. So you've got a little more time, a little more breathing room to implement this shit. And when you're given the blueprint, like you're going to get on October 19th, then you can actually do it. You know, you aren't so spread thin with all these clients coming out your ears. But the goal is to get you there. So
yes,
October 19th at 3 p.m. Eastern time. That's noon Pacific time. Wednesday, October 19th. Totally free. All you need to do is go to neilanddustin.com. That's Neil is spelled with two E's, N-E-E-L, and Dustin.com. No, that is not a wedding registry URL, but it may be in the future. How many spots do we have? Like, is it capped? I think it's capped.
Yeah, so that webinar, I believe, caps at 100. So the first 100 people, hopefully, when you go there, it'll either say, hey, you're in, or it'll say, this one's full. So I would encourage people to register as soon as possible. And if you do go there and it says it's full, I'm sure we'll do another one in the future. But yeah, we'd love to see you there. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, you're going to want to be there. This is Neil's taking his entire playbook, opening it up, and walking you through all of it. So super stoked for that. Once again, that's neilanddustin.com to register for the Wednesday, October 19th webinar. Totally free.
Well, there'll be some incentive for people who are there. Let's just say that.
Ah, very nice.
So we have some secret. We got some surprises for you guys. But if you show up, you'll be there, because I don't know if this is a secret, but there's a lot of flaky people in real estate and lending. So
that's not a secret.
Yeah. So the number one thing is freaking show up, man. Take action. Show up. You'd be surprised what happens when you do.
Love it. Neil, I appreciate it, man. If you guys are not following Neil, please do at Neil Home on Instagram and everywhere else. Appreciate you coming back on the Massive Agent Podcast, my friend.
Thanks for having me, man.
Make sure you guys go register before it fills up. This was just announced today, and I even put it in my Instagram stories a day before this podcast came out. So it's capped out. Make sure you go reserve your spot at neilanddustin.com. Neil is spelled N-E-E-L, neilanddustin.com. Free training, free webinar, and the entire playbook will be open to you and broken down, time for questions and answers. So all those little teeny questions about how do you do this and what about that setting and how about this, all of that can and will be answered, but you have to go claim your spot. I highly recommend you do it, because I don't know when or if we'll ever do another one of these trainings. So take advantage. Appreciate you guys listening. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with somebody in the industry, on the mortgage side, on the real estate side, so a team member, a broker, a friend that, you know, you're in a Facebook group together. Share it with somebody so that they can learn and get value the same way you did. That's all we ask. Pay it forward, and make sure that you tune in next week for more bad assery from the Massive Agent Podcast. Take care.